This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Drowadi Murmu reached Malawi today for the third and the final leg of the three African nation visit. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Malawi. On the three-day visit in Malawi, President is scheduled to hold bilateral and delegation-level meetings and also to interact with Indian diaspora. The President will be holding bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, and delegation-level talks tomorrow. During the visit, President is also scheduled to visit places of historical and cultural significance in Malawi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking during the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teaching of Lord Buddha. On this auspicious occasion of Abhidhamma Divas, the Prime Minister extended greetings to all, especially to the followers of Lord Buddha. He said today marks the sacred festival of Sarad Purnima and birth anniversary of Maharishi Valmikiji. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act related to the grant of Indian citizenship to immigrants in Assam by a majority verdict of 4-1. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said the Assam Accord was a political solution to the problem of illegal immigration. Justices Suryakant, M.M. Sundaresh and Manoj Misra, in their majority verdict, held that Parliament had the legislative competence to enact the provision. The Section 6A was inserted in 1985 following the Assam Accord. Eight coaches of the Agartala Lokmanya Tilak Terminus Express derailed at Assam's Dibalong Station today at 4 p.m. within the Lumding Division, according to a railway spokesperson. Chief Minister of Assam, Hemanta Biswa Sarma, in a social media post, has confirmed that there have been no major casualties and all passengers are safe. Three pancake sled athletes from Arunachal Pradesh have won a bronze medal at the 8th Senior Asian Pancake Sled Championship 2024, which was held in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and concluded yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu took to his social media handle today and congratulated Likha Aku, Meta Pau and Damsop Tungi for making the state and India proud at the 8th Senior Asian Pancake Sled Championship by winning bronze. The celebration for the 62nd Valong Day by the Indian Army began today and will continue until 14th of next month, honoring the indomitable spirit, sacrifice and courage of the heroes who defended the Eastern Front of our nation. This year's commemoration promises a vibrant mix of activities aimed at engaging the local communities and honoring the memory of fallen hero. Arunachal Pradesh has become home for snow leopards with 36 such animals found in the latest survey, state's Forest and Environment Minister Wangki Lowang said on Wednesday. The minister said the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, in a collaboration with WWF India, has completed the first ever statewide snow leopard population assessment in Arunachal Pradesh. In India, the snow leopard is found in J&K and in the Union Territories of Ladakh, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh in the Western Himalayas besides Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in the Eastern Himalayas. Principal Don Bosco School, Father Joshua, has stressed that the first and foremost enemy of humankind is global warming and every individual must contribute towards safeguarding the environment. Father Joshua said this while speaking at the inaugural of the third edition of the Don Bosco Global Youth Festival begin at Don Bosco School, Geelong today. Delighted on the positive response received from the students, Principal Father Joshua informed that the main purpose of the workshop was to instill environmental awareness amongst the young minds and encourage them to take up filmmaking in the future. Father Joshua also shared his eagerness to invite students from other schools in the next edition. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.